In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Lord, that you bless your holy name and that you receive all the glory. As we speak the word this morning, let it be a light. Let it be a blessing to everyone that we hear. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This morning, by the grace of God, title is God is our refuge and strength. Amen. The Lord God is our refuge and strength. And the Bible says he is a very present help in the time of trouble. That will be on Book of Psalm, chapter 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. As of today, in the whole world, we have what they call unseen enemy, a pestilence called COVID-19, raging, destroying all over the nations of the world. It is an enemy that does not have boundary, does not segregate, does not choose from the poor or the rich. As of today, they have no solution. But mankind is trying. But I want to bring a word of comfort to all, to each and every one of us who believes. And I call on those who does not believe to join me as his saying goes, taste and see that the Lord is good. Because God is the only one that can make a promise to be a refuge and be present in the time of trouble. The presidents of the whole world, scientists, everyone is trying to bolster the morale of people. They make a promise this day that this is going to work, only to find out it doesn't work. Mankind is trying their best, and I pray with all my heart that God in his mercy will give us wisdom to overcome this, or the wherewithal to overcome this. But know for sure that there is one and one only, and his name is our Lord Jesus Christ, who is a very present help in the time of trouble. I have three questions before we continue this morning. As you are watching this, as you are hearing me speak, as I'm telling you that there is only one and one only that can help us. Question number one, is God your refuge? Is God your refuge? If God is your refuge, is he also your strength? And if God is your strength, do you recognize him to be present at the time of your trouble? Because somebody can make God a refuge, but does not make God his strength. And you can make God your refuge and your strength, but does not recognize that God is present for you in the time of trouble. But if you do recognize these three promises of the Word of God, then you have a fortress, a place of refuge that you can run into even in the time of troubles. What is a refuge? A refuge is a safe place. In the medieval time, They used to have a city of refuge. The refuge or place of refuge is a place whereby people, and God designated it across all the land of Israel. He said, pick this city, that city, and that city. And if you have committed manslaughter or done anything, you can run there and hide. And once you enter through that gate into that city, you are safe from those who will demand retribution or judgment against you. In the same medieval times, they live in cities, and those cities are walled and gated. But even in the midst of that city, there is what they call a citadel. It's a fortress within a fortress. It is built to withstand the enemy. If they make a breach towards the outer gate and came into the inner gate, and then come to the citadel is a fortress, a refuge, then they will bring people from all of the outlying city and say, come into the citadel. In that place, is designed in such a way that 10 warriors or military person can defeat or withstand thousands of soldiers because of the way it is designed and built. So in such a time, when evil is coming outside, they call people into that place, and when you get there, you have safety. That is what a refuge is. We know, like in America, they have what we call refugee system. That means if you have trouble in this place, come to this place and we give you security. We throw our banner over you. We raise our standard over you and say, this man is safe from his enemies. That is what refuge is. Then he said, God is also your strength. Now, and if you recognize the strength of the person or the individual or the entity that is giving you the refuge, but you don't know the power, the authority behind it, you may run out of the gate. You may escape from the city because you think I'm not safe enough here. And when you get out of that place, you are now probably going to be destroyed. So when you make God your refuge, recognize also the strength and the power of the Most High God. Amen? To keep you from all evil. And then recognize that unlike mankind, who can make a promise and not able to keep it, God is a very present. It's not a past tense. It is a present tense. That when the trouble is knocking on the door, the Lord is already with you in the house. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That when the situation that seems overwhelming, as it is overwhelming for so many people today, across the whole world, who are being attacked left and right. Doctors may not have answer for you. Science may not have answer for you. Mankind may not have answer for you. Even some cannot even get to see the comfort of their loved ones because they are segregated, quarantined from all those things. So the only place for you to turn to now is the one who has no boundary, who has no limitation, who doors cannot hold back from. He is present with you wherever you are at this point. Whether you are high on the mountain or low in the valley, God is a very present help in the time of trouble. That is the God we serve. You have to give over to Him that authority, that recognition that He is there with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a promise of the word of God I want us to latch on this morning. That promise is in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. I want us to latch onto that promise in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. And it says, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory of the Lord shall be for a defense. Now in the days of Goshen and Egypt, when the children of Israel have escaped, God raised a standard for his people, even as the promise says, that when the enemy come roaring like a lion, the Lord will raise a standard. And that standard, he says, set up a pillar of fire. And when Pharaoh and his army are coming for the slaughter to destroy, that pillar of fire, was dwelling and blocking his way so that he cannot make a penetration. Now, the word of God says here, and the Lord will create, you will not create it, no doctor will create it, no person will create it, your mother or your father cannot create, but the Lord God Almighty has promised today that I, the Lord, will create upon all the dwelling places. Wherever you are now in your home, God forbid you are in the hospital or in any place, you are a dwelling place of Mount Zion. And God will do something, and upon all her assemblies where you might have come together, there's a crowd, a shaking of glory. The power and authority of the Most High God. It shall be upon you by day, and that flaming fire shall be around you even in the night. So you have 24/7 security, but not the security of man. It is the security of God. And it says, upon all, if you believe, the glory of the Lord shall be a defense around you. This is our hope. This is our trust. We are to be wise and do the right things, but ultimately, God is our defense. For if the Lord does not watch over, you see, the watchman watcheth but in vain. So do not put your hope on any other thing but he who is able. God is able to stay the hand of evil. I'm not going to stand here to say that this is the reason why this is happening, or that it's a judgment or not judgment. But I want to bring you a word of hope and comfort. This that is happening has already happened in the past, for nothing is new under the sun. There was a time in Israel that the king, King David, sinned against the Lord. God had declared in his word that the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, is like the sands of the sea that cannot be numbered. But David decided to number Israel. Call the captain of the host and say, go number Israel. Let me know the count of the people, my subjects. That's not a good idea. Say, but anyway, go. So they obeyed. Though he didn't fully obey, I'm not going to go into detail. But he numbered Israel. And after he numbered Israel, God was angry. God was wroth. And send pestilence, or what is called plague, or you may call it COVID-19, or coronavirus, or whatever it is, upon the whole land of Israel. But before he did it, he sent the prophet of God, to speak to the king. And said, choose what is to be done against you, because the anger of the Lord is upon the nations, upon this nation, and upon you, King David. 3 months. I will give you over to the hands of famine of your enemies for 3 years. Or 3 months, I will give you over to the hand of those who will destroy you, your enemies. Or 3 days for the anger of the Lord, the judgment of God upon this nation, because the nation have sinned. David did the right thing and say, I am in a distress situation. 3 years of famine, I will kill thousands or hundreds of thousands. 3 months in the hand of my enemy, maybe the Philistines or whoever, they will come to destroy. And there's no mercy with them. 3 days in the hand of the Lord, the same God who one night killed 175,000 of the Assyrian armies. The same Lord who can in 1 second obliterate the whole world. The same Lord whose power will make atomic weapon of today seems like nothing. Does it look like there is any hope in any area? But he made a decision. He said, let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for God is merciful. And I call upon the huge nation of the world. Make this declaration. Throw yourself on the ground. Whether you're a monarch, a president, whether you are a peon or a great, or because the enemy we are fighting does not pick or choose. Let all of us humble ourselves before God. Even as we seek help, even as we seek man's help, science help, doctor's help, this help and that, let us humble ourselves before God all over the whole world and say, God, we have sinned. We have overlooked your word. Have mercy upon us. And if the whole world will not, let the people of the Lord humble themselves. David chose and said, let me fall into the hands of the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. Well, the angel went into destruction. He killed and killed and killed. About 70,000 or so died. And he set his eyes upon Jerusalem, that great city of God, to destroy it. Ah, God remembered his mercy again. He called on the angel of the Lord, said, stay your hand. Do not destroy again. The pestilence that have raged upon the people, that is being carried out by the servants of the Lord, them that heed his word, the angel of his power, say, stay your hand. Let us call on God and ask him in his mercy to overrule. That in judgment, let him remember his mercies. Finally, this morning, I want to tell all of us, there is power in the blood. There is power mighty in that blood. For when in the other time he will do the same in Egypt, in the land of Goshen, he made a separation. He told them to put that blood, kill a lamb for all the houses, and put the blood on the doorpost of your house, of the house. Today, if you have not applied that blood in the doorpost of your heart, rush and do the same. I encourage the people of God. It's also an opportunity to witness to people about Jesus Christ. It's also an opportunity to tell people that there is a God that can save and deliver. So put that blood in your heart. Put that blood in the doorpost of your heart. For there is power mighty in that blood. And in the day when they put that blood on the doorpost, it was the blood of goats and sheep. But we have the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Even the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God himself. Put it on the doorpost of your heart and then believe on the efficacy on the power that is in that blood. He said, where I see the blood, I will pass over. For that blood is still effective. It's still powerful even till today. So we will not fear. We will not allow anything to derail our faith. When the whole world is in panic, stand firm and trust in the Lord. Be wise and do what is right. Follow the instructions, but more than every other thing, trust in the Lord, for he is able to save and to deliver. I'm going to make an altar call for anybody who might be at home at this point. Who say, I don't know Jesus. I cannot make him my refuge or my strength and recognize that he's a very present help in the time of trouble because I don't know him. I called one of my patients a few days ago, and over the phone, he said, I've reached the valley. I don't know what else to do. I've tried everything. I live alone in this big house and stuff. No other help do I have. Nobody can come, even me or any person I can see cannot go to help at that point because he cannot go to hospital, she cannot go to hospital and stuff. I said, but God is with you even in that place. Say, what are you talking about? I say, there's something about me you don't know. Because HIPAA laws and all this doesn't allow us to say many things. But I'm a believer. And I believe that God can hear prayer on this very difficult situation you have right now. And there and then, this old lady over the phone gave her life to Christ. And after she gave her life to Christ, to the glory of God, we prayed over the issue. I said, God, now hear the voice of your children, because she has a right now. He said, that bread, the children are entitled to it. She's not entitled to it. Let this issue be reversed in the name of Jesus Christ. Next day, we spoke, and there was a cry of joy. Because what has happened for, and we can't go into detail, for months and months, petitions from doctors and different people and every entity was rejected. A life-saving drug. And when we prayed, when she has trusted in the Lord and gave her life to Christ, God changed it like this. God said, I got a call a few hours after we have prayed. Wouldn't believe what happened. I said, I believe. They changed their decision. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God will make a way for your decisions. For those things that is holding you down, whether you cannot breathe, whether you have comorbidities, whatever it is, I want you to reach out now and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And see what the Lord can do. Where man can fail, where our strength has ended, the grace of God is just starting. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for everybody who is reaching out to you at this hour, I pray and I ask for mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to repeat after me, Jesus Christ, come into my life. Take your place in my life. I surrender to you all I am. I surrender to you whatever it is that I thought I was. This day, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Father, hear me this day. Let the Holy Spirit take over and minister to these ones, and let them from today be assigned a portion in the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you and keep you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.